Put your fucking seatbelt on!
I'm trying.
No, you're not. Welcome to the morning ride. My name's Chris, and the passenger seat is Tate.
Shit.
Yeah, shit.
Shit.
Shit or piss. Shit. I guess they never piss, huh?
Welcome back to another morning of cold and sadness.
You got a doge friend. I bet he doesn't lick ya.
What? That's a dog taking a piss over there.
So I guess they do piss. Damn.
I don't know why I stared down that dog just peeing. It like looked directly at me anyways.
He said, you know what? It's high noon.
God. Okay. It's like...
Meme review.
It's like 35 degrees outside right now. It is cold. Chicago is probably like in a winter hellhole right now.
Oh yeah, it's like negative 30 there.
I wish it was negative 30 here so that all of Florida could collapse by like the sheer snow that would happen.
Well, there wouldn't be any snow. It'd just be ridiculously cold.
No, I think there would be a lot of snow. I know a lot of stuff would. There would be a lot of frost and ice.
There'd be a lot
everywhere.
Of frost and ice, but definitely no snow.
Because like the humidity here is god awful, and with negative 30 degree like weather, that's gonna be fun. You can't get over the speed bump. Dude, honestly, like if there was ice here and if it snowed, Florida would collapse.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Which would be like kind of cool, but at the same time, be kind of scary.
Wow.
Carry my scary skidary. There's all the kids that ride my bus. Fuck you, kids.
Okay. Dude, that's like a little aggressive.
It's like the edgesters of our like school, like fucking. Anyways,
there's a golf cart.
This dude with a golf cart is
driving on the wrong side of the road, just right in oncoming traffic. Good
he's
job.
He's gonna get hit by a car. Anyways, I don't really know what to really talk about today. Yesterday we had a random ass assembly. Hey, there's one of the kids that's in my pottery
class.
Yeah,
do you want to talk about that actually?
Two of the kids that are in my pottery class. Name review. Yeah. So we had this assembly yesterday.
I brought water today. I'm an official podcaster now.
that we had previously gone to.
No. Sorry to interrupt. But when you're an official YouTuber or official podcaster, you always have to have some sort of liquid by you. But if you're, especially if podcasts, at least this is what I've noticed, you have to aggressively drink your water whatever you're drinking, so your viewers know that you're staying hydrated. Pro tips, guys. If you're ever starting a podcast.
Okay. Well, then again, you drink.
Wow, that water was tasty. We're sponsored by water.
Did you put like lemon or something in there?
No. I just put water in there.
Some ice water with lemon would be really nice right now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, fucking God.
What the hell? Why are they stopping?
What? Okay. Then.
Did you see how like panicked that one car was in front of us? They immediately were like, fuck this. They went onto the other lane.
Yeah, bro, is that like an act? What the fuck happened?
I don't know. Okay, so basically.
So we just had a bunch of cars just randomly, you know, brake check us and come to a complete stop, and we don't really know why.
Yeah, there's like a trail of cars in front of it. Like, we were following this one car, and then like all of a sudden we just see them brake, like hard brake, and then they fucking like swerved off into the other lane and like ran off, and like there's just a line of cars just stopped. Why? There's no car crash. Like, what's going on?
I was expecting to hear like a little pop, and then like see like some smoke, you know, but there's
just
nothing.
Like, parts go flying out.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were in the intersection right near A1A, right? You know the intersection near like Sawgrass and like where and then that intersection overlooks the lake, and then like past the lake is like all the shops there, like Metro and Aqua Blue Grill, that intersection, you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, where?
Okay, so it's like if you go out of Sawgrass.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. So me and my mom, we were walking our dogs to go get breakfast, and then we were going to just go walk into the other neighborhood to check out some of the houses. And we were walking, And as soon as we finish crossing, the light turns green for the other thing, and all of a sudden we just hear, "Scare!" Pop! And we turn around, and there's a three-way car accident in the middle of the intersection.
Jesus.
Because two people were correct in trying to, turn when their light told us to, and someone just completely blew by the red and smacked both of the cars somehow. Just completely, it was awful.
Dude, the drivers here are fucking stupid. Dude, did I tell you the story of how, we almost ended up in, a fatal car crash?
No, you didn't.
Okay, so this was back, I don't even remember how long ago this was. I think this was, 2 years ago. Me and my mom, we went to Sarasota to visit some cousins, and we were on our way back home, and we were on the highway, and I don't remember what exactly had happened, but I was, listening to music, I was falling asleep in the back seat, and then I got up to, stretch or whatever, and then all of a sudden, I hear, vrooming, I just hear, the sound of a loud engine behind us. And I hear, swerving and, shit like that. And I'm, wondering I turn around and I see this, red Mustang flying off into the right lane. And it was swerving, fucking crazy. And then, it swerved off to the side of the road and slammed into the soundproofing wall on the right side. And we were in the far left lane because my mom, drives really fast.
Yeah.
And this car slams into, the soundproofing wall all the way off onto the right side, and then goes across all three lanes and almost slams into the car in front of us, and we almost slammed into them.
Oh, my God.
It was the scariest shit I've ever experienced in my life.
Oh, my God.
And my mom has, a really fast reaction time. She's a really good, safe driver.
Yeah, unlike me, but continue.
No, unlike you, definitely.
Hey, you're supposed to say, "No, Tate, you're a great driver," or "No, Tate, you're a half-decent driver," not, "Yeah, fuck you."
I've almost gotten this into, several car crashes this year already. Remember that one car that you almost fucking just, swerved into, trying to lane change?
That was not my fault.
That was your
fault.
That
was not my fault.
You didn't.
He was going 60 down A1A.
You didn't.
I looked, he was not there, I lane changed, and then he was there.
No, you
lane. That is not my fault.
You lane changed without looking. I saw it happen. You turned on your turning indicator.
Bullshit, I didn't.
And immediately turned into that lane. Hey, you fucker.
Oh, I meant to throw my water bottle. It's in the back seat.
There, it's on the floor now. Anyways.
Okay, just like all of our other stuff when we were avoiding that accident that I got you out of. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm a fantastic driver.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes I get distracted.
Clearly. But yeah, if my mom didn't react in time, we would have been fucking totaled in that accident. And it was like, my heart was racing for the next hour of that car ride. It was fucking, it was awful. But, yeah, so.
I'm just imagining a smaller Chris, and he's just like, "Mommy, are we gonna die?"
I've actually had one of those moments when we were in South Carolina.
I don't want to hear about it.
And it wasn't me just saying, "Are we gonna die?" It was me screaming that we were gonna die. there's a story behind that.
Now I slightly want to hear about it.
Okay, well,
is that a red dot situation, Chris?
No.
Oh, okay.
Basically, you know how whenever people in Florida want to visit the mountains, they just go straight to, South Carolina or North Carolina, right?
Yeah,
We would do that often. We would
lived in Florida enough to just say, "Oh, yeah, you guys want to go visit the mountains?" Yeah, it's like a 5-hour drive to South Carolina. I've never heard that before in my entire life.
Well, we would sometimes take trips to South Carolina or North Carolina. And there was one time where we stayed at some kind of, resort in South Carolina. And we were just going to be there to, hike in the mountains and shit like that. And there was one day where we walked up this one hill. And there was, a ski lift that was on this hill. But we decided to go, I can't speak English. We walked up it.
Yeah.
And to get back down, my mom was like, "Hey, let's go on the ski lift." And we were like, "All right, let's go do that." And I think I was around, like probably 5'7" at the time.
Wow, I kind of guessed that. That's unfortunate.
I was really young, and we went on the ski lift.
I figured if you're going on a ski lift and you're screaming, "Mommy, are we gonna die?" then we've got problems.
No, but this is what happened. So, like, this was the first time I've ever been on a ski lift, right? And it was, like, during...
Oh, just, like, stop?
It was during, like, the summer. Yeah, basically, we went on it, and we were going halfway down, and I was, like, I was fucking petrified of heights. So, I'm looking down, and I'm freaking out. I'm, like, I'm holding on to my mom. I'm, like, I can't do this. And then just, we're, like, going down. We're going at, like, this really steady pace, and just, like, immediate halt. And our fucking cart just, like, bounces back and forward. And I'm, like, freaking out. I'm, like, screaming. I'm, like, why is this happening? And then we're just stuck.
Yeah.
No sounds. No one's saying anything. We're just stuck there. We're, like, probably 30 feet off the ground. And I'm, like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Because I'm terrified of heights. And we're just, like, there was no one else on the ski lift but us. And I was, like, screaming. I was, like, we're gonna die. And my mom was, like, calm down. They stopped the ski lift because there's probably someone trying to get off or something. And I just kept screaming, we're gonna die. And we were stuck up there for 30 minutes or so. Just like, the ski lift isn't moving, no one's moving, no one's coming out to say anything.
So it's like you come back from Carolina. So, Chris, how did you lose your voice?
I just did. It's because I was screaming, we were gonna die for 30 minutes straight. I was in a near-death situation.
Oh yeah, what'd you do?
I was stuck on a ski lift.
That would be the most embarrassing.
That would be so funny. I feel like that's something you hear like on The Office or Parks and Rec.
I'm Michael from The Office. He just gets on a ski lift. He's like confident that he can do it. And then he gets up there and he's like, okay, it's time to get down. I can't get me off this thing.
So, yeah. I'm trying to think if I've had like those moments where I've literally just screamed, are we gonna die? I know for a fact I have. I just can't think of like when I've done it. I'm pretty sure. Oh, actually, no. Okay, so it was one really, really cold year in Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lake behind our hill, and it just froze over, right? So it just froze over like every winter. Like there was always steam coming up from like off of it, because you know the like water is warm. And, you know, the ice is cold and it's just steam.
Yeah,
anyway. So, one year it snowed a lot. I think this was, like, one of the blizzards I was telling you about. I want to say it was 2010. And we went sledding down my hill. Like, me and my really good family friends that I saw when I went up to JMU. So, we had this little getup where in the middle of the hill, there was, like, a bump. And then it would just drop down a bit. So, it was already kind of a natural ramp. But what we decided to do is we decided to gather up so much snow and make it, like, a mega ramp. So, we made the ramp, like the back flat of the ramp, almost parallel to the, or, like, almost, like, you know, like a 180-degree drop from the actual dip. So, you go up really high and then just drop. But it would give you a lot of momentum. So, between my hill and this lake was like two sections of a golf course, right? It was like the tee off area because, you know, I guess Virginia is a very golf forward area. I don't know, dude. So yeah, and they were each on these little platforms. So if you went off the hill, you would go straight for a bit. You would go on like the little first tee off area, and then the tee off area was at a slope, right? A little bit. Oh, okay. We're just gonna turn here. That's fine. The tee-off area was at a bit of a slope. So, after that, there's like a drop down, like a really steep drop down, enough for you to get enough momentum to go across the other tee-off platform. And then there's another drop down, and then there's your lake. So, I went off the ramp the first time. I had gathered so much speed, I went off the ramp, landed almost at the bottom of the hill, and just flew straight off of like the tee-off areas. And almost right in the lake. And the lake was frozen, right? But it wasn't frozen enough where if you, like, stepped on it or put, like, any weight on it, like, you'd be fine. Like, it was definitely thin ice. So, I slid right off the, like, slid right off the I forgot what it's called, the tee-off areas, right down to the thing of the lake. I was like, oh, shit, the lake's there. So I roll off my sled, the sled goes flying across the lake, and it literally just sinks straight to the bottom. Like, the water just, like, bites it and drags it down. It's like, oh, shit. Dude. It's like, oh my god, dude, I think I'm gonna die.
I've been in so many dangerous situations, and I don't know why. Like,
because life hates us.
I guess. Like, I've had several near-death situations, but a lot of, like, situations where I would have been, like, severely harmed. But, like, one in particular that I can remember is that, I was almost drowned by one of my friends.
What?
There was, like, a long time ago, this was actually, like, in Ponte Vedra Lakes. It was, in that one neighborhood across from, where I used to live, that Cranes Lake neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hanging out with a friend that lived there, and did you know that Scott actually lived there too?
Yeah, PV Lakes, yeah.
Yeah, he lived in that neighborhood as well, but, oh, I think that's how I met Scott, never mind. Anyways, I'm hanging out with this one friend, he's also Russian too, so, like, our families, like, we met each other, in second grade or whatever, and we're, like, hanging out one day, and we go to the pool, and we're both swimming around and shit like that, but he had this, like, bit of, like, an aggressive psychopath side to him.
Okay.
I've heard, like, Dakota was also friends with him. That's how I actually talked to Dakota. We were friends at that time, and she had told me that this kid had actually, like, killed a cat or something.
Oh my god.
He, like, kicked a cat really hard.
Oh my god.
She told me that he did some kind of, like, he killed some kind of animal. But, we were at the pool, and we were just, like, swimming around, and I don't remember what exactly happened, but then I do remember I was trying to get out, and he just puts his hand on top of my head and pushes me underwater and just keeps me there, and I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, oh my god, this is happening. And I'm, like, sitting there panicking, like,
it's happening, oh shit, he's gonna kill me, oh shit, yeah. fuck.
I was like, he's gonna fucking drown me, this is awful. And he's just, like, he just has his hand there, and, like, this kid, he's bigger than me, too.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, like, flailing my arms around and shit like that underwater. And then, like,
it's a red dot situation. Okay, we're gonna have to explain that after this.
Yeah. And I think he finally let go when I threw my arm out of the water and I slapped the side of the pool.
Yeah.
And then he, like, took his hand off my head and I, like, came out and I was, like, gasping for air. I was like, why did you do that? And he was like, oh, are you okay? And I was like,
oh, are you okay? My bad.
And I was like, you almost drowned me. And he was like, oh, I didn't know. And I was like, are you kidding me?
You didn't fucking know. You yeah. didn't fucking, people need air, dipshit.
I was like, I was so shooken after that. I was shooken. I did not want to go to the pool with that kid anymore. I don't think I ever did again.
Did you just never go to a pool ever?
No, I still went to pools, just that not with him.
Fair enough.
Because, like, I like swimming. Yeah, I just like swimming.
I just like swimming.
I'm a free diver because I got it from my mom.
Oh, nice. Oh, so. That's funny. I actually signed up for, my parents got me a gift certificate to get scuba certified. So I'm starting my online class now.
Fucking lucky.
Yeah. It was a birthday gift. It was, like, literally the only thing I got for my birthday.
Dude, I want to go scuba diving so bad. Dude,
I've done it before. It is so much fun. And then I did it again when we went off to, oh, no, sorry, it wasn't scuba diving. It was snuba. It's like it's a mix between snorkeling and scubaing, because you're still tethered to
the land. Oh, but
do
you just have, like, a small air tank, like, on you?
No, it's not a small air tank on you. Basically what it is there's the air tank that's floating above the water, and you have, like, a 15-foot cord that you have that just comes down to your mouth from the tank. So you can only go down 15 feet. But yeah, I'm gonna be certified, and hopefully I'll be able to go down to 60 feet.
Damn. My mom, like, when I went to Oregon over the summer, my mom went to the Keys, and she went snorkeling there, and, like, swam across like coral reefs and shit like that. Oh, I was like, are you shitting me, man? I want to do that so bad.
He's like, and I'm stuck at a farm getting dead turkeys flung at me ATV.
I'm stuck on a farm working like 8 hours a day in dry heat, taking care of dead chickens and shit. Like, come on, man. That's great.
Nah, but working on the farm is definitely like good experience though. Yeah. So
yeah. I want to go back. I want to work on a farm again. I want to fucking do that again.
Yeah. All right, anyway, we have to explain the red dot thing because we can't just keep making jokes about it. So, if you guys don't know what red dot is, or you guys obviously know what a red dot is, but...
it's a dot that's made of the color red.
No, it's a dot that is, reflects the color that we refer to as red. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So yesterday we had an assembly that was called Green Dot, and basically what it was is like relationship abuse stuff.
Dating violence?
I wouldn't say it was dating violence. I would say it's relationship abuse, because it could be like friends too. It could be like friends, parents, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, so, and basically every bat, like he always, the presenter, I guess, always said that like every bad situation is a red dot, and it can always be fixed by someone intervening in that situation with a green dot. So the whole entire meme is just like, no one wants to be at that presentation, so we just like, we're just like, oh yeah, red dot, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why it's funny, but it is.
I don't really know why the meme came up. The thing is, we've gone to this presentation like
multiple times. Yeah.
And like Grant was the one that started the whole red dot meme. Like every time he would say something bad or something stupid like, would happen.
Oh, red dot.
No, he would just yell, red dot. And we'd just be like, what? What the hell, Grant? He's like, it's a red dot.
It's a red dot.
And then like the meme was so overused, and then like we just kind of like let it die.
And then other people caught on to it, and then it became more overused.
Yeah, people caught on to it.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
roadkill.
And then we had a presentation. Is that a cat? Okay, I don't know.
Is that a?
Anyways,
I don't know why that was so funny, but it was. I said that's roadkill. 2 seconds later, is that a cat?
I swear that's a fucking cat. I'm sad now. I don't know.
Go kill yourself.
I'll be the roadkill myself. I'll just open this fucking door and let this
open
car hit
the
me.
Door and just stand in front of the bus and be like, fucking do it. You won't.
Anyways.
Oh, no. Oh, that dude just ran over it. Ah, he ran over it again. Oh, that was nasty. Why was I looking? Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay, that car missed
no.
it.
No. Oh, that was nasty. The amount of blood that I just saw. Oh, God, I don't want to ever see that again.
Anyways,
we have so much roadkill in Florida. It's not even funny.
There's like always a dead possum like on our like neighborhood.
I can't see out of my rearview mirror because the bus is riding my ass.
Oh my God. it's just the giant wall of yellow.
It's just the giant wall of yellow, and it's got two lights.
Anyways, so
it's a red dot. He's riding my ass. I don't appreciate it.
That's a red dot.
That's a red dot.
And basically, like
red dot.
We let the meme die, and then like the juniors caught on this year, and now the juniors are making the meme. And it's kind of like, guys, come on, this is old. The thing is, the guy who did the presentation, first off, he looks like Marty McFly. He looks like
he does.
He looks like Michael J. Fox, just a little bit like fatter. And he said, which I was really concerned about. He said,
did he drop the F-bomb in his presentation? He's a pastor.
Yeah, he dropped the F-bomb as a pastor.
He's a pastor in the middle of his presentation and literally just drops the F-bomb. Like, what the fuck?
Everyone kind of freaked out. They're like, whoa.
Even the principal and the dean were like, yo, I don't think he's supposed to do that.
I think he's just trying to relate to us, I guess. I don't know.
He's a pastor, and he just dropped the F-bomb. Uh-oh.
We're a very vulgar generation. Anyways, what was I gonna fucking say? Shit. Oh, yeah. He made a statement that really concerned me. And he said, I've come to this school the most, which makes me happy or something. He said something about coming to our school the most out of any other school in St. John's County, which is very concerning. if he's doing the presentation every year at our school frequently, that says something about our school. So I don't know if that's a good thing that he's like trying to make us aware, or if that's a bad thing that he's noticed that our school is shit and he's trying to let us know.
I think the most concerning thing is the pastor just dropped an F-bomb. And it seems so, like, natural, too.
Yeah, just normalized.
It didn't seem forced.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're a pastor. Holy, aren't you supposed to be, like, a saint or something like that? Like, dude. Oh, my God. Like, I get it that you can sin, but, like, oh, my. Oh, wow, that was. That, okay. That was also what the fuck.
This fucker that just cuts in front of us like that. Jesus.
Now I've got a bus riding my ass, and I got someone who keeps cutting me off. Okay.
Just another classic day in
just
Florida.
Another day in Florida. Yeah. So, oh my God. This bus is literally going to hit me.
Oh my God.
<It's> like, I would be willing to take a ruler and just go outside of my car and put it in between the bus and see how much I can fit. I don't think I'll be able to fit much.
You could only fit like a, you could fit like a small toddler back there.
That's more than a ruler.
No. I don't know.
No. The way you said that. No. I'm gonna come up to you in math for college readiness today. I'm just gonna say
no. You should say that, Miss. You should say that to our teacher. If she asks a question, just say no.
No, no, no. Tate, do you want to see your grades? No.
No. Do you want to see what you got on the test? No. Start speaking in a different language, just like out of nowhere.
Oh my god.
Tate, do you want to see your language?
Do you want to see your language? Whoa.
Do you want to see your test grade? Не хочу. What? Anyways, so yeah, that was the red dot assembly that we had like yesterday. Dude, yesterday was so fucking awkward Latin because the assembly was for sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Mm-hmm. But the sophomores had to go first period, juniors had to go second period, and we had to go third period. And my first period is Latin, and I'm in there with basically
all sophomores.
They all left for the assembly. I'm sitting there with the only other senior and like one freshman and three juniors. And we have to like get together in like this circle.
Oh yeah, she made you do the circle. Yeah. Why did someone else cut me off again?
This asshole cutting you off.
All right, look, buddy. Continue.
I can't fucking see.
Yeah, neither can I.
Yeah. So we got into a circle.
She made you do the circle. Yeah.
And Miss CS was like, "All right, well, since you guys are the only ones here, we're gonna do some coloring and we're gonna do some maps. But also, right now, we're gonna go over the declensions and stuff." And I was just immediately,
Did she make you do the songs? Yeah. Did she make you? Yeah.
I was sitting there and I was like, "I don't pay attention in this class. I don't know anything."
Bro, AP Latin. Okay, so. Before you continue, I just want to talk about my AP Latin class real fast. So, I was in AP Latin as a sophomore, and because there were so little people in AP Latin, they smashed us in with another Latin 3 class. So, it would be Latin 3 on one corner of the room, and on the other corner of the room would be AP Latin. And this is in Mrs. Tybor's old class. Or Mrs. Tybor's classroom. That was Miss CS's old classroom. So, just imagine Mrs. Tybor's class, right? But in one corner is just one circle of, like, a bunch of people taking Latin 3. Mm-hmm. And then towards the door is, like, five people in a little circle. And we were AP Latin. So, because... thank God we had CJ. I don't know if you know CJ Garcia.
Yeah, I know.
You know CJ? Okay, good. I blanked out his name for a second. Thank God we had him in the Latin 3 class because he would say so much stupid shit that he would keep Miss CS over there and we would just do no work.
Dude,
like we were supposed to be translating like Caesar and the Aeneid or the Aeneid or however you're supposed to say it. Mm. And CJ would say the most stupid shit whenever she tried to come over to like our little AP Latin circle. It was so funny.
Dude, the kids in my Latin class say the most stupidest shit just to keep Miss CS, like, angry and frustrated. Like, I swear. I'd be in that class. I'm not paying attention. I'm either talking to Emily or Teresa in front of me. And, like, it's like these few sophomores, like two of them or three of them, that just, like, they call each other out on, like, very, like, really stupid shit, but then they also say, like, the most irrelevant, like, things. And Miss CS would go, like, always get so frustrated.
It can't possibly be worse than CJ, though. It actually can't.
Probably not as bad as CJ.
CJ literally will just stand, like, while she's even over there, like, she's over there talking with the Latin threes, he will stand up and just start walking around the little circle that they have and just start saying, the CS, and start, like, rubbing his hands on his pants really aggressively. and then this would go on for 5 minutes completely unnoticed by Miss CS, and then she'd say, CJ, sit down. And then she'd say, and CJ would go, yes, the CS.
Damn, I wish I could see that. I can imagine that too.
And then it's even better. It gets even better. So he would start. Oh yeah, has Miss CS ever had you do the dead tree thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So whenever she wants the Latin threes to shut up, because she's working with us, the AP Latin, the AP scholars. My apologies, because that's what we were. CJ would stand up and go, Mortuus Arbor, and put his hands over his head and do the little thing that she does. Mortuus Arbor. and then she would go over to the Latin threes and get up right in CJ's face, tell him to shut up, and then sit down and work with them. And then she'd say, all right, Latin three scholars, what are we doing today?
Oh my god, I wanted to see that.
Literally, CJ got us out of so much work. It was fantastic. I'm pretty sure none of us got a 5 in that AP exam. I got a 1. I know, do you know a kid named Liam Harrington?
I think.
Okay, yeah. He also got a 1. He was in the, in the computer club or whatever.
The computer club?
Not the computer club. Whatever Mr. Costello was running, like coding club or whatever.
I wasn't part of the clubs.
I don't know if you were. But, yeah, he got a 1 on the exam. There's a kid named Ryan Udell. He was in band, and he got a 2.
Wait, Ryan's the annoying one, right?
Yeah, Ryan is real annoying.
I know.
There was two other kids. Their names were Ryan Quintal and Claire Hartman. And I'm pretty sure they either got 3s or 4s. I want to say Claire got a 4, Ryan got a 3.
Claire's in my,
No, they were both seniors. They're gone.
Oh, never mind. There's a Claire in my U.S. history goat.
Yeah, that's not her. They're both at Notre Dame.
Oh.
Yeah. Ryan Udell's at Rice, I think. And Liam Harrington, I don't know where he is.
Dude, if you were to take Latin, you do not want to take it out of this school.
Oh, God, yeah. Seriously. I loved my old Latin class so much.
I don't like my Latin class. The only reason why I like my Latin class is because of Emily.
Alrighty,
I hate everything else about that class.
Yeah, we need to dip. we need to go.
Yeah, we're at school already. So thank you guys for fucking. Fucking, yeah.
Thank you guys for fucking making more people that we have to deal with.
Overpopulating this world and making this world sucky. I'm gonna, like, we'll fray it out.